As Pastor Lush has mentioned, we'll want to briefly look at Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Please follow along in your copy of God's Word as I read these 18 verses. The psalmist declares, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your loving kindness, because of your truth. Why should the nations say, 'Where now is their God?' But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. Those who make them will become like them, everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down in silence. But as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Praise the Lord." Well, let us once again seek God's help as we look into his word. Let us pray. Father, guide our meditations that we may think accurately about ourselves, about our activities before you and before the world. Help us, Lord, that we might have your word to motivate, to govern, to guide, that it might be unto us bread and light. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, clearly, the psalmist here begins by declaring to God something of the purpose for his life, something of the motto of his life. His life is not being lived for his own glory, but for the glory of God. And the reason for that is that he recognizes that God's loving kindness and God's truth has surrounded him and proven faithful to him. And so he begins by declaring for all of us. Notice the corporate nature of the activity. Not unto us, not unto us, but to your name be glory. Let us magnify and display your person and your character. Let us praise and give thanks. For notice he ends the psalm with another statement regarding our praise of God, verses 17 and 18. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. He describes their activity. He exhorts, this is what we will do, we should do, in light of what God has done for us because of his loving kindness and his truth. But the question that always comes up in my mind when I look at this psalm is, what does the middle of this psalm have to do with the beginning and the end? Why make this grand declaration that all glory goes to you and we will engage in activities that give you that praise, that declare you to be that kind of God, blessing you, praising you for what you've done. What does that have to do with idols, trust, and seeking blessing from God? Well, brethren, as you gather here today, as we gather here at this time, to do what the psalmist declares, to bless the Lord, to give glory to God, I want you to understand something more of the implications, the effects of what you do. There is a sense in which our giving praise to God and our giving glory to God is an incarnational activity. That is, as the psalmist says, the Lord inhabits the praise of His people. God is made known to a world around us by what we say about Him. The nations should have no way of saying in the presence of anybody from Downingtown, well, where is your God? Well, if you had been there on the Sunday before Thanksgiving in 2006, you would have known. Our God was here in this person's life at this time. Our God is here in this person's life at that time. Our God has manifested Himself. We are displaying that great God by stating, unto you be the glory for this essence, this the measure of loving kindness you've shown to us, for this bit of truth that proved true in my life. You were there when I needed you. So there is a display to those who are around us. Their gods are dumb, mute, deaf, paralyzed. Their gods can't do anything for them. But our God has done great things for us. Let us bless the Lord forever and ever. But not only is there an incarnational aspect, displaying God's work by our declarations, there is, secondly, an encouragement to the faithful. An encouragement to the faithful. For the psalmist says in verses 9 through 12, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. The Lord has been mindful of us, and therefore He will bless us. He will bless Israel. He will bless Aaron. And so there is a sense in which, as we describe what God has been doing for us, in us, around us, we are encouraging the faith of brethren to trust this Lord. When you come into these kinds of circumstances, this is the kind of God who walks with you. This is the kind of God who can minister and will minister to you. He will bless us. And we've seen it in the way He's already blessed us. So there's a measure in which you may be an instrument to encourage and strengthen the faith of others for present trials or for future trials or future circumstances they find themselves in. I know many a time I can remember going to a particular circumstance and saying, oh, I remember so-and-so giving testimony of how God helped them through the death of a loved one, through this time when they were out of work, through this time when they didn't know how they were going to make ends meet, this difficulty of illness, whatever the circumstance was, I heard how they praised God who ministered to them. Now, I can trust Him. So we have this application. When you come to give praise and glory to God, it's for the purpose of also strengthening the faith of others, or has this effect of strengthening the faith of others. And thirdly, it ought to motivate us to pray. As we hear one another giving glory to God and not to ourselves, but glory unto Him, as we bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, brethren, the psalmist says in that context, he prays. May the Lord give you increase. I've heard, I've seen what God has done. Therefore, I'm going to pray for so-and-so as they go through this. I'm going to pray for that one as they're in this circumstance. May the Lord bless you. Because He's the God who's in the heavens. And the heavens are His. And He's ordered all of these things. And He's given the earth to the sons of men. And I've seen how those men went through that circumstance. So I'm going to pray for that brother or that sister. So what you do here today is bringing offerings of thanksgiving to God, the fruit of our lips. You are bringing spiritual sacrifices, if brought through Christ, that are acceptable to God. But you're also speaking volumes to a lost world that has dead gods. You are also speaking volumes to your brethren to trust this God. And you are also speaking volumes to encourage and strengthen us to pray that this God will continue to bless us as He has done in the past. Now, in closing, I want to mention two other things. For notice that in the midst of this psalm in which the psalmist speaks of giving glory, us giving glory to God and us blessing God, it speaks of two different kinds of groups of people who don't speak. There are two kinds of people who don't speak. In verse 17, it's those who are dead. Now, don't the dead praise God? Don't God's people that die in the Lord, aren't they praising Him even now? Well, remember, this is an Old Testament saint, and their description, their understanding of death was not the fullness of what we have. But his point is not that they don't praise God so God can hear. Their point is they can't accomplish any of these three things because they're not here with us. So the silent ones don't praise God in such a way that God is incarnated, enfleshed, as it were, before a lost world. They don't praise God in such a way that we can hear them and be encouraged in our faith. They don't praise God to where we can hear them and be encouraged to pray for future blessings. And as far as I know, there's nobody dead in this room. You all walked in here on your own ability. You all have the ability then to do this. But there's another group that's silent. It's the group who do not know this God. The gods of this world govern their hearts. And so they have become like their gods. Their gods have hands, but they don't feel. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have mouths, but they don't speak. Those who worship them become like them. Some of you are mute when it comes to speaking God's praise because you are worshiping mute gods. You are dead in your trespasses and sins. And your God cannot help you. But there is a living God who took upon Him flesh, died for sinners and rose again and sits at God's right hand, who gives a spirit to His people to enable them that they might speak the praise of God. May God be pleased to show you of your need to repent of living for self and money and things and stop worshiping useless gods, but worship the living God who is the God of truth and loving kindness, that your mouth might be set free to praise and glorify Him. How am I supposed to close? All right, let's pray. Merciful God, we plead with You that You would graciously loose the lips of Your people, that they might with great zeal and true faith and sincerity speak to Your glory. Lord, we have come to see our frailty, our weakness, our sin. We have come to see how readily we are glory thieves. Forgive us, and instead enable us that we might do what the psalmist did. Not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, but to your name be all the glory for your mercy and your truth. Enable your people to bless your name here this day, that all the world might know who come in contact with this people. You are the living God, that we might be encouraged to trust you and we might be emboldened to plead with you for more mercy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.